U.S. President Barack Obama has once again accused Iran of seeking nuclear weapons. Obama was speaking at a joint news conference with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. He said containment of what he called a nuclear-armed Iran is not an option. Obama said Washington will do whatever it takes to prevent Tehran from getting, quote, the world's worst weapons. Obama also said there is still time to diplomatically resolve the Western dispute over Iran's nuclear energy program. Elsewhere, he suggested that the Israeli regime can attack Iran if it deems it necessary. Obama, however, did not promise U.S. military assistance for Tel Aviv in case of a possible Israeli strike against Iran. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Professor James H. Fetzer, who is a professor emeritus at the University of Minnesota Duluth, who's joining us now via Skype from Madison. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you assess what Obama said here, Obama's rhetoric here? Is he essentially trying to appease his hosts at this point?
It would appear that is the case, but the situation is completely indefensible. How can the President of the United States be disregarding the findings of 16 American intelligence agencies, which concluded in 2007 that Iran was not pursuing a nuclear weapons program, a conclusion that it reaffirmed in 2011? This is a quite politically preposterous situation.
And Professor, you know, how do you see the hypocrisy also of his statement when he speaks about the world's worst weapons as being nuclear weapons when his country is the one that has the largest such arsenal?
Well, not only do we have the largest arsenal, but we are the only nation in the world that's actually deployed them, not only in Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but more recent evidence disclosed by the British scientist Christopher Busby discovered that genetic defects in Fallujah were caused not by depleted uranium, but by enriched uranium from some new type of bomb, a nuclear weapon the United States was using there. Plus, we know that an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities is estimated to bring about the death of 1 million Iranians outright and another 35 million premature deaths as a contamination cloud swept across Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India. This is an indefensible position to be adopted by the United States.
And Professor, also, how do you see the timeline of what these officials say? You know, Obama's now said it may take a year for Iran to get a nuclear weapon. We've heard this timeline extend, infinitely over the past few years by either Israeli officials or Americans. How do you feel about this timeline they speak about?
Well, Bibi Netanyahu, who is the Chicken Little of the Middle East, has been declaring that Iran was going to have a bomb for years and years and years and years. It's tedious. It's manipulative. It's clear that this is not the case. Are these people so ignorant of Iranian culture that they don't understand that when the supreme leader Ayatollah Khomeini declares the policy of Iran is nuclear energy for all, nuclear weapons for none, that is the policy of Iran? The situation is beyond ridiculous. It's completely absurd.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Professor Fetzer speaking to us live from Madison.